Good morning. This is Beth Kujala giving you this week's update from the Audubon County FSA office. Today is December 20th. Tomorrow is the first day of winter, and Christmas is just a few days away. Producers of corn, soybeans, wheat, and hogs have until January 15th, 2019 to make their initial application for the Market Facilitation Program. Production evidence of bushels and number of head of hogs can be provided later, but January 15th is the final deadline to file an application to participate in MFP. These payments are due to unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations, which resulted in a depressed market. Payments will be made after you have certified or reported your production or bushels for the applicable crops harvested to your FSA office. Payment rates are $1.65 per bushel for soybeans, a penny per bushel for corn, 14 cents per bushel for wheat, and $8 a head for hogs. At the direction of President Donald J. Trump, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has launched the second and final round of trade mitigation payments. These payments will be dispersed as soon as possible by FSA. There is a payment limitation cap of $125,000 for all grains and a separate $125,000 payment limitation for hogs and dairy. Again, for more information, producers may want to check out www.farmers.gov/MFP or contact your local FSA office. Our next topic is USDA market assistant loans. We want to remind producers that market assistant loans on their 2018 crop production for corn and soybeans are available. Loan rates in Audubon County are $1.84 for corn and $4.93 for soybeans. The current interest rate for ceiling grain is 3.75%. Loans mature 9 months plus the month the funds were disbursed, so grain sealed in December would have a September 30th, 2019 maturity date, and grain sealed in January would have an October 31st, 2019 maturity date, and so on. In order to meet eligibility requirements, producers must retain beneficial interest in the commodity, meaning they have control of the commodity or a title to the commodity until the market assistance loan is repaid or the Commodity Credit Corporation takes title to the commodity. Payment limitations do not apply to market assistance loans disbursements, as they are repaid at principal plus the interest. For more information, please visit your local FSA office or check out FSA programs at www.fsa.usda.gov. Our next topic is county committee elections. The ballots have been counted for the 2018 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections. Here in Audubon County, the election was in local administrative area number 3, which includes Melville, Biola, Cameron, and Lincoln townships. John Meislin was reelected to serve a 3-year term beginning January 1st, and Brent Bauer was elected to serve as first alternate. Congratulations to both John and Brent, and thank you for your willingness to serve. More information about county committees and the election process can be found on the FSA website at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections. In closing, for more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, feel free to visit your local FSA office or at www.fsa.usda.gov. The FSA office here in Audubon is located one block east of the National Guard Armory at 900 4th Avenue. Our phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Beth Kujala with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office.